What is up, New England and beyond? Tommy Shayhood, Steve Domenico, The Room Podcast. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
How are you?
Very good. Nice to see you.
Great weekend, again, for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did I do this weekend?
The previous weekend was St. Patty's Day. I had a big one. How was your weekend?
Yeah, all low-key. My goal in life is to have a low-key weekend. So, you know, watching the UFC Saturday night. Thug Rose pulled out the decision.
I don't watch. I haven't watched like real UFC other than highlights and stuff. I really didn't even know there was a card.
Yeah,
keep going with that.
Yeah, that was it. You know, like it's so late. Always, it's hard for me to stay awake for these things. But you know, sit there and watch it and drink until pass out.
I am messaging a fighter right now because he's getting back to me at the last minute. So I'm just trying to get. So,
yeah.
I mean, anything as far as family related, I know you do a lot of things with the families at that time. The weather hasn't been the best.
No, my son was in New York City all weekend with the Boy Scouts, which I'm very proud of that organization, and they had a great time. Nice. So that's cool. Yeah. New York City, like living life.
Now, have you been part of the...
Yeah, I was a Boy Scout when I was a kid.
Really?
Yep.
So you go to the things with...
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'll do the events. I went whitewater rafting last summer, and, you know, it's a lot. Those kids are a lot. So I give it to the regular leaders and, you know, people who really dedicate their lives to that stuff.
Yeah, you got to be really into it, or you got to be pushed into it, like, as a chaperone or whatever.
Yeah.
Are they first timers that, you know, come into that?
Parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Right on.
That's all cool. Like, what are you going to do? Like, just hang out. It's all just about hanging out and watching your kids go nuts, you know? Because they do. The kids go nuts in those.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like, in what way?
They just are fucking turned up, and, you know, when it's time to everyone go to their tents, they talk all night, and, you know, it's an experience.
Is that, like, when you go on them kind of things, is it, like, strict? I mean, I know you're doing a lot of outside activities and like, getting ready for survival or whatever.
Safety is very important, but I wouldn't say strict. It's low key. They're nice.
Make fires without matches.
And shit. No, none of that. We bring our lighters.
Oh, you bring your own lighters.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you mean? You're not showing. You're not rubbing sticks with these kids.
Wait a second. there are different levels to the survivalism. Sometimes there's different programs where they don't let you bring the matches and the lighter, and you have to do that. It's all just what it is.
Is that kind of like a test?
Yeah.
Test thing sometimes.
Yeah.
You're like, hey. No,
you're gonna go out.
Toilet paper.
No, you're gonna go out do this time. You're not even gonna have a tent when you go out this time.
Sounds sexy.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna message a fighter right now and see if he's because we're gonna have Mike Pulver on and
so like 8:30.
We can't get in contact with this fighter, you know, before Mike.
Then he's gonna get bumped
on first.
Yeah.
But we're gonna message him right now. But my weekend was awesome.
Mm-hmm. You look like you're cutting it up out there. I see your posts and all that.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Last night, I won $270.
Yeah, no. Saw that.
Like, fucking...
Nailed it.
And how it came about is every time I go out, you know, my friend there, I don't play Keno, but I see my numbers come out. So last night,
of course,
when we walked in and we went got a drink, I said, you know what? I'm going to play Keno. I said, every time we go into a place near Keno, my numbers pop up.
You have specific numbers you play every time.
I do.
Nice.
The same three.
Yep.
Oh, but I do have four numbers that I add one more.
Do you want to expose it or you can keep it under your hat?
Oh, all right. He'll be ready. No one's having my fucking numbers.
Sure.
They're my numbers.
No doubt.
But so last night I played $20, five games in a row, $2 a game, $2 multiplier, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So I hit a two-timer and a three-timer.
You are the fucking man.
And she don't, you know what the hell. She never plays Keno. So I said, hey, you know, I think we just hit for a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
She went up there and she was like, the fuck, we're seeing the lady taking money out of all cash registers because, you know, it was later in the night and everyone probably already collected their money.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Sure. That's a fun thing to play.
Pay for the night and probably pay for this weekend if we...
We looked up recently the origins of Keno and all these things. You would think it was a Native American game, but it's not. It started in China and came over from there.
Really?
Yeah. We went deep the other day.
Has it been structured the same way? Like any numbers? Very. Seven,
I think different. More just a chance pull a number card game. More. It's kind of like Mahjong.
Isn't it predetermined? Like
I would imagine so. If it was
like
on
a
the screen,
slot machine. Or yeah, whatever. They know who's gonna win or there's a certain pattern.
I would imagine.
See my numbers pop up a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah, when you walk in the door, they know you're there. So
I think so.
Yeah,
like fucking ads.
Yeah, it's just like a casino. It's just like a slot machine.
So fucking sorry. let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Remember last week, we're going to have Sam Watford on in a second. We actually got in contact with him.
Cade Shidens.
And then Mike Polvere will be on after him. But so last week when we were talking, you know, we say things that we might think is controversial.
What? Right? Me and you?
A little bit. Yeah. We don't go... I'm going to ask you.
We're always respectful.
Well, we said, you know, last week I said gay and you kind of went, you know, you can't say that. You're doing that again. It's a cringe. What are you doing?
We are being broadcast to the public, so.
Yeah, well, for you. So last week I said, you remember I said about the show going down and we couldn't do the show or yep. whatever. And I said, yep. I guinea rig shit.
Oh, yeah.
Is that racist?
Yes, but. You're
Italian.
Yeah, you're Italian, and
so am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, but also there's different levels, I think, of offensiveness. Because if someone called you that who wasn't Italian, called you a guinea, you wouldn't be totally offended, would you?
No, I wouldn't be.
No, it's not too derogatory.
I've been using that word since I was friggin' in my 20s, I think.
Some people might get offended if they're really all about
all
the
Italian.
Italian, you know. But I don't know.
Maybe the full blooded Italian person I was talking to was like. A little offended.
Yeah.
No, she thought it, just funny that I say things like that. And I'm like, that's like.
And you're very Italian, though, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You can say it. You guys took it back.
I'm worried. Say it anytime I fucking want.
Exactly. You took it back.
All right.
You made it not hateful.
All right. Let me tell my man. Call you
that
now.
Was a funny callback from last week.
Yeah. So there's going to be many more things. Like, well, I got kicked off Facebook a lot, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you wonder about YouTube and stuff. They're always saying weird things. Like,
right, well, let's get this gentleman connected right here. Let's get him on and get his face up. Yeah. So we got Sam Watford, who's going to be fighting Jack Congdon.
Nice.
It's what's up, my man? Super Saiyan. Let me get
what's
you in here.
Man?
What's
How
up,
are
Sam?
You, my man?
What up?
Hey, man, I know it's crunch time, the end of the week, getting ready for friggin' your weigh-ins and stuff like that, but I appreciate you giving me some time, bro.
Yeah, we're glad you can make it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Live show, we get you on. Mm-hmm. Sam, man, how are you?
Good, man. I'm just ready to go, you know?
Yep.
Let me get your text up here. What, Sam, you're going to be hitting the Cage Titans cage. It looks like for the fourth time of your career, and it looks like the fourth time in like, the last... Like within a year, man. Let's talk about the Cage Titans experience and why you keep hitting their cage.
I love it. The people, they know what they want to see. You know what I'm saying? Every time I step in there, they know I bring smoke. They know I bring the action. You know?
Now you can't
deny that, you know? People, they know what they want to see.
Well, one of your biggest fights of your career was in that Cage Titans cage when you fought Pat Casey. And I think that was your first fight for Cage Titans, correct?
Right.
So came away with a win there against, a solid opponent, a ranked opponent at the time, man. You've been in there against nothing but killers ever since, bro. You know, how's the feeling getting in there again with an up-and-coming kid at, 3-0 and Jack Congdon?
Well, it's another fight, mm-hmm. really. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing it for a long time. It becomes like, it's normal. I try not to, like, think too much about it, like, as far as, like, putting pressure on yourself or thinking, like, what's a better word to say? But I try not to, like, look at, like, oh, like, you know, like, I want, of course, when it goes down, you know, my bouts are always wild. They're always crazy. They're always action-packed. But I try not to, like, in my mind, and this is why, like, they recently made a joke about how, like, I just show up, fight day, and just, like, go at it, because I try to keep it like, and my mind is like, I'm about to get into a fight, you know?
Just trying to keep it a little low key. You're trying to say, just you know, like another day at the office.
No. Not low key at all, because I've been pumping it out, but getting ready for it, I try to just focus on the fight.
Sure.
But my mentality for it is like, it's just another fight.
Now,
I know you're saying,
Sam.
I understand the business aspect of it. Like, you gotta pump it out there. You gotta sell the fight. Mm-hmm. I get that part, but when it comes down to it, like ultimately, it's just like it's gonna be good. It's definitely gonna be good because my style and his style. You know, he's a young guy. You know, I've been there before. I know what that feels like, but it's totally different when you step in there with me. So,
well, you've definitely been more active than Jack. He has been on the shelf for a little while with an injury. How much you think that is an advantage, that you've been in that cage and you know, you've been pretty much active this whole last year? How you think that's going to work out in your favor?
Well, experience on my part, experience is going to be the factor, because you know, I'm the older guy. I'm the one that's been in there a whole lot more. And on his part, it's going to be the youth. You know, he's young. But I think it plays a part. That experience definitely plays a part. I try not to get too caught up in, like, what he's going to do and him. You know, I just try to stay focused on me. But I know that from his amateur to pro, none of those opponents, like, and I don't say it to like shit on them guys or nothing like that, but we know, like, they weren't my level, you know? They weren't my level, so.
Well, Sam, let's talk a little bit about training. I know, I do believe you are you more comfortable at the lightweight division? It seems like, you know, you've been fighting the welterweight, because that's basically the fights that you've been offered. But where is your division? Where do you want to be? And where do you think you fight your best at?
So I'm a natural 55er. I was having a hard time making the weight, like cutting the weight. I don't walk around too heavy. I walk around like heaviest 175. But if I could put on like I'm 5'11", 76 inch reach, you know? So if I could put on like a good 10 pounds, I would like to stay at 70, you know? But honestly, it doesn't really matter. I don't really think about that kind of stuff. I you know, like, I know I need a manager and all of that for them to, but bro, I'm just here to fight.
Where are you getting your rounds? I know you've you know, been in your past, you've been in certain camps, really popular camps. Are you still getting some work from some of those guys? Are you traveling around? How are you getting your rounds in, getting ready for this fight?
I go to the Western Boxing Gym, and I was at FA and Henzo's for a while, and I'm a work, do some more work with them, you know, or whoever's, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't really matter to me. Yeah.
Anything you want to
know? I at the end of the day, I know how to scrap. As long as I'm in shape, I'm healthy, you'd be surprised. So,
as far as getting down to Cage Titans, I saw you on Table Titans on Monday. How was that? I mean, first, you know, being on that, because those guys are awesome. You know what I mean? Mike does so much for the fighters. And I know on, you know, fight week, it's crunch time. But you're making your rounds now. How was it on Table Titans Monday night?
It was cool. They caught me while I was getting Sunny East, so I was real happy.
What were you eating?
Grabbing a set of eat, so I was happy. We talked, we chopped it up, you know. I told them, you know, they asked me some questions, and I let them know what was up. I think I don't think there's gonna be too much of a filling out process. You know, I'm honestly, to be honest with you, we're like, what are we in? Wednesday?
Yep.
Thursday, Friday. We're like 3 days away. At this point, honestly, I'm just ready to go.
Yep.
I'm ready to go.
So I know.
As far as like, you know, you can see my style is like a lot of traditional techniques as well as him. So that makes for excitement.
Well, as far as this fight, how do you see you winning this fight? How do you see you getting your hand raised on the 30th at Cage Titan 64?
Ah, that's why you gotta tune in, man. That's why you gotta tune in. Yep. I've come up with a strategy that, you know, it makes sense. But I'm not gonna give it all away. Mm-hmm. But
hell no.
Some of it is no secret. Some of it is like. Some of it is common sense where I'm hard to get down and I'm hard to keep down. And if I get down, I usually get back up. He's hard to get down. And if he gets down, he usually gets back up. So that usually cancels it out and we're going to be on our feet. And I'm going to be comfortable on my feet, you know?
Excellent.
Be comfortable on my feet.
Well, my man. Fourth time going in there. I mean, it looks like you're becoming a regular face at Cage Titans. I know they did speak about you making it to weigh-ins. What's your plans on this weekend, my friend? Are you getting is Zach Searle coming to pick you up and make sure you make it there on Friday for weigh-ins?
Who's Zach? My boy Zach.
Yeah, your boy Zach. Usually
Zach. He gives me a lift down that way. But I'm probably gonna ride. I'm probably just gonna ride my bike the whole way.
Excellent. 10 speed or a 16 speed?
21 speed mountain bike.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's a 80cc two stroke, but I geared it to where it can top out to about 40 miles an hour.
Awesome, my man.
So, Yeah. It's something I built myself.
Well, hey,
nah, I don't know. Imagine, hey, if I did that, man, I'd be twisted.
Have fucking Cage Titans camera crew follow you on your fucking 10 speed from fucking Connecticut, the fucking Plymouth.
Well, that'd be some serious conditioning.
But listen.
You'd be surprised, man. It is. You'd be surprised.
I'm sure Mike's going to be sending Zach to follow you behind you on your whatever that thing is, you're fucking riding. But Sam, last thing, I got Mike chiming in. I got Mike Paulvea coming on now. Anything you want to say before we see you Friday at weigh-ins and Saturday at fight night?
For who, Mike?
No, for you.
Who am I talking to?
Mike Paulvea is coming on now after you, but I'm going to ask you one more question before I get him on.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, what was my question?
Anything else?
Yeah, anything else before fight night, weigh-ins you want to say?
Nah, man,
social media?
Don't blink.
Social media?
Don't blink.
All right, my man.
Anything you want to say to Mike Paulvea who's coming on next?
I'm not big on the internet. Yeah. I'm not big on the internet. Yeah. You can catch me in real life, though. I'm everywhere in real life.
Awesome. Cool. I have your Instagram here, and you are Sam Watford on Facebook. So if they want to see
it, should be like the same.
Exactly. Sam, we'll see you Saturday night. Yep. I know I saw you last time you fought there, and I don't think we got to have a beer together, but you were there, you know, after your fight. You know, hopefully, hopefully you get one of those $14 beers on the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I like those.
That sounds good, man. That sounds good.
Mike's going to kill me for
that.
Because
it's been a while, so, you know.
All right,
usually
man.
I cut it out. But I see you guys, man. I see you going to be there, Steve?
Yeah, I'll be in the corner, as always.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right.
Sam, you have safe travels, man. I'll see you Saturday night, and I'll talk to you after the fight, all right?
Definitely. Oops.
Later,
Sam.
Good dude right there.
Yeah, he's pumped.
Good fucking dude.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good week.
Dude. Cool. This is working out well.
Yep.
Mike Paulvea will be on in a couple of minutes. Let me know.
5 minutes, he said. Good. Yeah, Sam's looking ready to go. He's ready to rock. He's looking. He's in a good mood, and you know.
You know, like you said, he'll fight anyone, anytime. Yep. And Pat Casey, Ali Zebian.
He's from Connecticut.
He's from Connecticut.
Yep, cool.
I do believe, yeah. He was just saying that. He fought in Bellator. He fought Cameron Lashinoff.
Speaking of anyone getting it, my buddy Devin, who was on last week, that was a funny clip that a lot of people are saying it, you know. He said his quote was, anyone can get it.
That was all. Yeah. He should have that shirt.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Exactly right. That's his new tag phrase.
That's fucking. All right, so let's talk about that. Was his first time on here.
Yeah.
Probably his first interview.
He was thrilled. So I talked to him on Monday. What's today? Wednesday. Yeah, Monday. So he came up and he was like, oh, is that good? And I said, oh, fuck yeah, dude. It all went well. And he was laughing. He says, I didn't want to seem cocky or anything when I said anyone can get it. But, you know, so like you said, that's the tagline right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Waiting for Mike. I'm going to grab a video here of just like the fight card.
Yeah. Yeah, I told Devin, now he's a friend. So anytime he goes to fight, he's going to come here and talk to us first. I mean, he's a friend of mine personally, but you know, he's a friend of the show now.
I would
so
love him to
he's gonna be a rising star.
I would love him to come down live with
yeah
us, you know?
Yeah, we'll do a fight companion or something. Those are fun.
What is that? Oh, there it is. That
it's always fun to get fighters down here for the fight companions.
So there is that thing right here, which has all the fight band.
Oh yeah,
so we're just gonna let that go a little bit right
Very
here
cool.
while we're sitting here, so everyone can see the matchups. There could be possibly one of these posters is not right.
Yeah, change
but
it
I
up
think
a little bit.
You know, a fight falls through every so often. The only fight that I know that fell through was the Joe Giannetti fight, and you said your Triforce.
My man
guy.
Will Patillo, yep, his fight fell through recently. His opponent got I think he broke his collarbone one way or another. I'm not exactly sure if it was training, probably, but
that's a bad injury. You know, I broke my collarbone when I fell off, you know, got tossed off.
Oh, did
95.
You? Well, that was part of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like
You can't.
Your
even,
collarbone is your skeleton.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't put a cast on it.
Skeleton. You know what I mean?
Did you it's have like, one of those straps?
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't wish.
No, you're
fuck
a pain in the ass patient.
Yeah, now I walk like fucking
you're a bad patient. Yeah,
like
yeah, you're the worst
well,
nightmare.
You know what they try to do? They try to fucking put $700 apparatuses on you just so they charge you for
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
You don't even fucking need it.
If
all you
insurance.
Need is the fucking sling.
No.
Because I go to my orthopedic a week later, he goes, take your fucking, just put your arm in the sling.
You need this, that, you should have had that strap for your collarbone that goes around the back and things like that.
I didn't get that shit.
You should have.
I wouldn't have wore it.
You should have.
I was back in work a week later. A broken collarbone.
Do you still feel pain?
Fractured face. No, I'm at the gym strong
right
now.
Good. Yeah, that's what you got to do.
I got some arthritis in my shoulder. That's the only things
I have.
Did
you have to go to any physical therapy after that? No.
Nothing. I had to take 7-8 months off from the gym.
Yep.
Until he said, you know, you can actually do stuff, and went right at it. It took me a while. I'm back.
Yeah,
full throttle
back,
right
buddy.
Now.
There you go.
Ready to maybe fight and fucking die.
Damn.
That ain't happening.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Let's look at Cage Titans Instagram while we're working with Mike here.
It's gonna be a good weekend.
We have that capability here in the Room podcast. And as you know, I edit and I what is it called?
Produce.
I am the producer.
Yeah. You do everything over here.
Everything right here. So let's look through this and see what we got. They do great work. Nick Haler and the media team there are absolutely fucking great. Look at that video already. I wish I could put the sound on, but I'll probably get canceled. So we're not going to do
YouTube band.
Yeah, so we're going to just go through some of their.
We will be there this Saturday if anyone wants to hang out.
We will. You want to come say hi, buy me a beer, buy me a $14 ale? I'm in.
With a fighter's face on it?
I got to get myself a Cage Titans shirt.
I was thinking that too. I want to get a hat, I think.
Yeah, something. Yeah, I need a new hat.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to purchase my
when we go over there. We should do a collaboration, the Room Podcast Cage Titans hat.
I'm not that popular to do
merch.
That.
I think you are. You might be part of that over there.
So here we go. That's what we're going to talk about when Mike gets on is the press conference on Thursday, weigh-ins on Friday. The fights on Saturday.
That's the that's the beer. Who
yeah, that is the beer.
Right
and the main event there, Gisellet against Piersmont.
Yep.
And also, you know, the fighters get excited. I would, too,
Me
if my
too.
Fucking face was on a can.
That'd be awesome.
So Jake Hixenbaugh, Who does that? Cage Titans.
That's super cool. That.
I think we have Mike. All right, I think we're good. Let me.
Yeah, Mike. That's the dream right there to get your face on a beer.
I'm ready. All right, he's ready. Michael is ready. Mike, all right, let me get that off over there. All right, let me call Mike. See what's up. All right, Mike Paul there, everybody.
We need a room podcast beer.
Cage Titans president, owner, matchmaker.
The boss.
In the house. What's up, boss?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Let me just get you in our frame here, bro.
What's up, Mike?
You're good to go, man. You're live.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. Sam Crunch Time jumped into the room, and we had a great chat with him. So it was awesome to get him on.
Amazing. How do you hear? You hear me all right?
Yeah, you're perfect, my man.
Sam seemed ready to rock, too.
I'm telling you, man. Sam's more than motivated for this fight. When we talked about this and kind of put this matchup together, I threw it at him. And he was talking about going down to 55. And he was like, you know what? I love this matchup. I'll stay for 70 one more time and let's rock.
Yeah, he was saying he loves being 55, so the fact that he's doing this one is real good.
Yeah, and this matchup is just amazing. You know, Jack Congdon has that traditional style, Taekwondo kind of side kicks and hook kicks and,
fun stuff.
Know, using his distance and his range, and Sam's very much similar. You know, he has a ton of power, and he throws those same side kicks. Somebody joked around on Table Titans Monday. They said, what's the over-under on who lands the first, not over-under, but who lands the first sidekick? How many sidekicks are thrown per fight? There'll be some fun prop bets if you wanted to this show.
Hey, Mike, one thing about, their styles, and I know that Sam mentioned on Table Titans that he has a JKD background with his Jukundo. Jukundo is a Bruce Lee martial arts with. You know, those kicks are, you know, definitely part of that game there. And, you know, as far as this
Jeet Kune Do.
Jeet Kune Do,
we both fucked that up.
Yeah. As far as, you know, their styles, you and Andy were talking about this is the sleeper fight of the, you know, the pro card.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, like, ever since I made this matchup, Andy's been talking how excited he is.
Nice.
And, you know, it's kind of like, if you don't know now, you know that Dana White does. I just kind of said this to somebody the other day. It's like, it's not even like you don't know now, you know, because you know both of these guys are studs. It's kind of like a fight that is very exciting, and it's hard to kind of like get down the line to talk about it because, you know, at the head of the card, you have DeSalle and Pirzma. Then you go to Barrett, who's, you know, 24 times Cage Titans UFC vet. Then you go down to Perrin and Makate. Then you go down to Cupcakes and Presley. And then it's like, oh, wait, fifth down the line, you got Cap Congdon and Watford. I think it just shows the strength of this card. And then you go to, like, our first fight on the main card is Jake Hixenbaugh and Miguel Sevesen. It just talks about the strength of this card.
Crazy.
Even though we lost Giannetti versus Ali Zabian, it's still such a stacked card. And, you know, I couldn't be more excited. And this is one of those matchups, Watford versus Congdon, that's like, wow, this fight's on this card too? Yeah, shit, let's go.
Hey, Mike, as you always say, or, you know, most say every card, this is the biggest Cage Titans event. You know, losing to Giannetti, do you still see that, this card as your biggest event to date?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I hate using that vernacular just because, like, then how do I top that next card? Like, hey, this isn't the best event we've ever done, but please still come out to see the show. You know, so it's hard to kind of say like this is the best card, because then I feel like back in the day when I was in, you know, marketing and sales, like the buy one, get one free. If your whole model was buy one, get one free, what happens when you're not doing a buy one, get one free in retail? Mm-hmm. No one's going to come to your store. You know, so I hate saying this is the best one yet, but this card is definitely talent rich. It has a lot of your, you know, favorite type of fighters from old and fighters from new. You know, you have Johnny Cupcakes and Peter Barrett tied for the most fights in Cage Titans history with 24. This is both of their 25th time stepping into the Cage Titans cage. Johnny competed at Cage Titans 1 as his pro debut. Barrett's competed at Cage Titans 2 in his amateur debut. So you got some, like, staples like those two, as well as that amazing run that Perrin went on before he went to the UFC in his bantamweight title reign with Cage Titans. So, like, you got those three guys that are, like, longtime Cage Titans fans. Like, oh, wow, these guys are on it. And then you start going to the next layer, and you have the Jack Congdon, Miguel Sevesen, guys of that nature that are on this card. You got some throwbacks like Jacobo Oppido, mm-hmm. who's on this card. And then you have a stud amateur making his pro debut, and like Brody McDougal. And then at the top of this card is two guys who for essentially made their debuts at Cage Titan 63 just in January. I know Everett had a fight back in November, but just for the sake of argument, they both basically made their debuts in January. And here they are on headliner with those names I just talked about. It just shows the magnitude of this card. And it also shows how impressive De Soleil and Pierce are when they made their Cage Titan debut, that they're at the top of this build. This card's stacked. It has a little bit of everything for everybody. And I couldn't be more excited.
Well, Mike, one other little thing for everybody is, and we don't see it a lot in regional MMA, especially in New England, is you have two female bouts on this card, one pro and one amateur of some real high-level talent, especially in the amateur. I mean, you have two up-and-coming ladies, one of them who's fighting all over the place, and the other one that's, you know, kind of a shadow that we don't know much about, a couple of fights. And, man, talk about it. You got two women big bouts on this card, man. We don't see that.
I hate to break the news.
Oh, no way!
I knew this.
Yeah. I didn't want to, like, stop you, Steve, but unfortunately, nah. Hillary Rose and Katie Perez has got moved to the May 25th event. Okay. So.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
A little excitement.
All right. When was that? Was that is that new news or that was already? I'm out of the loop.
That was over the weekend.
Yeah, like yesterday I figured it out. So I didn't want to stop you. I didn't want to rain on your parade.
I'm out of the loop. I don't see anything going on. But my
we still have an amazing amateur.
Yes, we do.
Amateur female fight with Erica Valentin making her 11th amateur fight. There's not a lot of amateurs that compete that much as amateurs. And Erica Valentin has not only had 10 amateur fights, she's also competed multiple times in Muay Thai. And I honestly, she's one of the most seasoned amateurs, male or female, that I've ever seen. Not many people stick around this long. But on the other side, you got a girl who's undefeated. She looks super impressive in her amateur debut with the knockout. She's also competed in Muay Thai, which she's had a victory in. And it shows like, you know, man, they must have a lot of confidence in Melissa Santos to throw her in against a girl in Erica Valentin who's had 10 fights. So I think this fight is going to be amazing just because after talking to Melissa Santos, we had them both on Table Titans, and Melissa told us she's a lifelong Taekwondo practitioner. She's done lifelong competitions, full contact, things like that. So she's no stranger to competition. You know, her main coach, Jake Pilla, is a wizard on the ground, black belt, wrestler. So she's really tightening that aspect up of her game. I think she's going to be one of those amateurs that shows up for the first time and you're like, wow, this girl could be fighting pro. She's so seasoned. And we all know that Erica Valentin's been around for a long time and how seasoned she is. She's comes from a fighting family. You know, last event, her brother Justin was in our main event. Her cousin Johnny Lopez, former opponent of mine, which I always think is funny.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he was a top, you know, three bantamweight, flyweight when he was competing. So, yeah, man, she comes from a long line. People love the women fights. And every show, they're like, hey, just like you guys, you have that beautiful, elegant, like, introduction. People love the women fights.
Yeah.
We got one that's really special that's going to happen on this one. And just guess what? Now you have Hillary Rose and Katie Perez to look forward to as our first fight match for many.
Excellent. Mike, implications of some of these matchups. Peter Barrett's been on a tear. You know, I think his last loss, which was, you know, in my eyes, a controversial loss, was against Ali Zebian a while back. He's been finishing everybody. And then you got De Soleil and Pierzma, who is definitely on the edge right there. And, of course, Cupcake Campbell is always game to fight anywhere, and he could get a call. You never know. What's implications of some of these matchups and, you know, some of these people getting their hands raised on Saturday?
You know, man, it's a fun time to be a part of Cage Titans. Like, you know, and you know, I think that we have a consistent product and consistent show that allows us to kind of set the stage and kind of get the fans excited, because like you said, there's a lot of implications in these matchups, and there's a lot of different directions depending on what the outcomes are. And we have the dates already scheduled for the entire year, so like, you know, if you want to stay busy and stay active. And we're having a lot of, specifically we're talking about pros here, but like, we have a lot of guys that are competing around the same weight classes, and they're kind of looking over their shoulder knowing that they're going to be squaring off with the guy that they could be sharing the locker room with this card. You know, as for, I just pull one off the card right away, Jay Perrin and Chris Makate. You know, Jay Perrin's looking to make that second run back to the UFC, and Chris Makate is looking to get his first shot in the UFC. I love this matchup because both guys could have just, you know, sat around and waited for the right particular easy type matchup to get a couple layup wins to kind of get them one or two more wins to kind of push them there. But neither one of these guys are doing that. They're taking on tough fights. And I think this is just tremendous. It speaks to the competitors in both of them. You know, Chris Makate is a training partner with UFC Hall of Famer Cub Swanson. I'm sure he could have, you know, nudged Cub a little bit and said, hey, can I get one or two more easy fights? And you can throw a good word in for me. And then Jay Perrin, same thing. He's training with Joe Lozon now since the UFC. And he could have done the same thing, but no, man, these guys are testing themselves, and it is a true testament to local MMA right now, because these guys have taken on tough fights. I love that matchup and implications. You know, you might mention Everett Disley and Pierzma. The great story here is, you know, Pierzma wins this title. He's 8-2, and he could be a shoo-in for the contender series. You know, and then you talk about Disley. If he wins this fight, you know, what is he going to be able to do when he goes down to 55? He's already said, this is my first belt I want. And then immediately, I'm coming for 55 in May. He's got high hopes and high aspirations. So, you know, imagine if he pulls out this win, what he could do, dropping down in May to 55, picking up a big belt win there and position himself nicely for a UFC run. So there's huge implications all around. You know, Barrett, since he's been cut, you know, he kind of, in his mind, got a bum rap. Like, he got in the UFC during COVID. He couldn't train. He hadn't, you know, he really had no training partners. You know, things were shutting down. So, you know, he went 0-2, but he felt he didn't get a fair shake and a full run. So since then, he's 4-0 with four finishes since he got cut. Mm-hmm. And he's looking to make it five here. And, you know, he's a little older, but he feels that he has that exciting style that, you know, makes it easy for somebody to just be like, yeah, man, like, we know we're going to get an exciting fight out of Peter Barrett. We need a replacement or something like that. Let's throw him in there. So big implications as always.
Excellent. Mike, another thing about these kids that, you know, are not kids anymore, but they were kids fighting for you, and some of them, maybe even some training partners of yours at one time. They're growing up. You know, talking to Jay Perrin, he's a father now. He's got a family. Peter Barrett is a father now. He's got a family. Sean Lally, he's a father. Well, he was a father, but now he's got, you know, he's got a baby.
Yeah.
He's got a family. How do you see that change a fighter's kind of outlook on life and their career? Because now they're just not fighting for themselves. They got a family to worry about and stuff like that. You did it. I don't know if you had a family when you were fighting, but, you know, you are in the community and you got a family and you're ruffled. But what do you see from the fighters as they grow and, you know, they change in their lives?
Yeah, man. I mean, first and foremost, it's amazing to see these guys, you know, like, grow up right in front of my eyes. They're like an extension of my kids. Like, you know, I've seen them grow and help mold their careers. So it's tremendous to see them just kind of evolve over the years. I did, when I started training, I already had a kid. I already, you know, when I fought, I had two kids. Now I got five. So, you know, like, I really didn't see that switch change. But I will tell you this. You know, when there's a little extra on it, when you know, like, hey, I'm going to miss time with my kids' basketball game tonight because I got to train and I got to put in hours. It makes that sacrifice like, hey, if I'm going to be missing this stuff, I better be putting the work in and not just dicking off, you know. Like, if I'm at the gym, you know, if I would talk for 20 minutes and shoot the shit just kind of hanging out off the mats, it's like, no, when I walk in the gym, it's go time. Put the time in, get out. And, you know, and it motivates you because, you know, you're sitting there looking at, in the past, it was like, hey, you want to fight and it's fun and you have no other cares in the world. So you can go to the gym for 6 hours. You can work just part-time or not work at all. Now it's like, you gotta make sure your time is accounted for. Every minute and you're getting the most out of it, so you can have some sort of balance. So, I think it motivates the guys a little bit extra. Peter Barrett's talked like he's got a family now. Like, you know, the other thing is it puts a finite time on your fight career. Like, hey, listen, I got to make this second run, or, you know, I'm going to probably have to bow out and recommit to a career and raise a family. So, they're fighting with a little bit extra, pressure of the family and things like that. So, yeah, it definitely has an effect on guys. But overall, I guess my overall feeling is I just love seeing these guys evolve, whether it's becoming fathers or guys like Jeff Perez, who fought for us a long time, amateur champion, pro fighter. Now he has his own gym, and he's bringing fighters in, like Jacobo Oppido, who essentially retired, kind of reinvigorated his career now, training with Jeff Perez, and now Jeff Perez is cornering him in his comeback fight. We've seen guys like Johnny Cupcakes corner guys and bring guys, and so it's just nice seeing them evolve as human beings. Sean Lally, you mentioned, now he owns the title boxing, and he's doing really well in business. He's looking at maybe acquiring some more and growing. So it's just nice to see these guys grow up before our eyes.
Excellent, my man. Mike, we're gonna because we'll as we know, we could talk all night, and it's fight week, and I know crunch time's coming. You got the press conference tomorrow, so that's what we're going to talk about right now. I'm going to throw the poster up of all the festivities up from, the press conference. And you can talk about timelines, what to expect, who's going to be there. But I'll throw the poster up there, and you can just talk about, what's going on starting tomorrow.
Man, I appreciate it, Steve. As always, speaking about growing, I'm just going to throw it at you for a minute. I know very much like myself, you hate when people throw compliments your way. But look at how even you've grown over the years. From a podcast and now look at you at a studio and boom mics and all this stuff. It's just really so much fun to watch all of us grow. It's not just, the fighters and it's everybody that makes this MMA community here in New England special. And I'm sure you remember probably just doing podcasts from your phone, and look where you are. You never probably imagined you are here today. So it's just really the growth for everybody. And I appreciate, you and everything you guys do.
Awesome. Right back at you, Mike. I appreciate. And when the promotion fans and the fighters give me love, that only makes me work harder and want to do more. So, and you guys show it a lot to me, and it shows how much, I give back, because I love, I love helping you guys out, because you give the love right back. Yeah. So thank you as well, bro.
Nah, man, I appreciate it. But anyways, the Fight Week festivities. If you haven't heard, the show is sold out, and I got one more chance. If you slacked and did not get your ticket, tomorrow, Fight Week festivities kick off with the press conference live from Proof 22. Proof 22 will have Everett Desailles, John Peresma, Peter Barrett, Tom Santos, Chris Mokate, and Jay Perrin there for the official press conference. I want you guys to come down and have some fun with us at the press conference at Proof 22, and I'll be giving away some tickets to those who attend. So if you don't have a ticket, this is probably the only way you'll be able to get in the building this Saturday night. So come on out to the press conference. It's a lot of fun, and it's even more fun when we have the fans there so we can feed off their energy. So come on down to Proof 22. I might give away two tickets. I might give away tickets, couple to whoever comes, whoever's the most creative, most whatever. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something fun. And I can't stress enough, the tickets are gone. So even if you've waited before, like, there's no waiting anymore. Like, they're gone.
You're done.
So this is really a chance. So Fight Week festivities kick off tomorrow. And then, as always, with our calendar events, we have the weigh-ins, which is live for the fans as well, open to the public from Plymouth Memorial Hall on Friday. We live stream it across all of our social media platforms. So you can see all the guys stare down, weigh in and stare down one last time before Saturday. And then the most fun weekend always kicks off with a pregame party at Second Wind Brewing. They do our Fight Night IPA. They've been doing it for the last 4 years. The brewery's only three blocks up from the hall, so stop in there, have a good time, and have some beers, have some fun, and kind of tailgate a little bit pregame before you come down to the hall. As for the hall, Fight Night, hall pass doors open at 4, then general admission doors open at 5. First fight is 6 o'clock on the dot. We kick off Cage Titan 64. And then at night, Steve, we are always partying late. So at the after party, we'll be at Tavern on the Wharf as always. And it's going to be brought to you by Corvus Vodka this time. And that's Ty Law, Patriots Hall of Famer, new vodka. He will be there doing a meet and greet and a vodka sampling of his new vodka. He has three great flavors, regular, tropical, and grilled pineapple. We have a promo that's dropping tomorrow. He will be at the fights on Saturday. Nice. He will be at the after party. So if you're old guys like us and you know who Ty Law is, this guy.
Patriots legends.
He's the man.
Got the Patriots jersey on my shirt right now. You know, what are we doing?
They're bringing in the other, you know, professional sports into MMA, man. It's
and they want to be
great.
Here.
New fans, new, you know, new faces and new stars.
And last time Steve went to the after party, he was in bed for 2 days.
Yes, Mike. I was in bed until at least fucking 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday afternoon. Let's just put it
there. Well, tomorrow, the next day after the fights is Easter, and I, you know, I got the kids.
That's a tough one. Well, somebody offered a hotel room floor for me on Saturday night. So, worst case scenario, I'm bringing a pillow with me, and I have some place to curl up on Saturday night.
That's amazing. But yeah, man, fight week is always a fun. It's always fun when we roll into Plymouth, downtown Plymouth's a buzz. You know, I guess the other thing, if you do want to, actually, we're going to announce it probably on Friday, but since the show is sold out, we have two watch parties going on in downtown Plymouth.
Cool.
Proof 22 and Main Street Sports will be live streaming the entire event. So, like, you know, if you don't want to just sit on your phone and watch it, you know, on your couch by yourself, you can still get that fight week, fight night vibe and come down to downtown Plymouth, watch it at Proof 22 live, watch it at Main Street Sports live. And then, you know, still come on over to the after party and party with all the fighters and, you know, people. So those are two other things that are going on. So, yeah, man, as you know, like, we're more than just, hey, this is the punches and kicks of just fight night. You know, we try to make a big thing about it and make sure there's something for everybody to enjoy.
Excellent. Last thing, Michael, will you be able to bet on these fights as you have been able to bet them the last couple of cards, I do believe?
I love that you bring that up, Steve. Thank you so much. BetMGM has been carrying the odds for the last three or four events. We did have a call on Monday. We break down the card and let them know about it, and they set the odds. So it looks like they will be carrying the odds again.
Sweet.
So you betting degenerates can go out there.
Mike, listen, you know, I don't bet. I don't gamble. I play Keno every so often. If I lose $20 in the slot machine, I get pissed and I ain't playing anymore.
I'm the same way.
But I did win $170. Last card through BetMGM, I have to say. And I think I still have like $50 in there that I left in there to bet for this card. Listen, I can bet. I'm not media, babies. I got a podcast and I can fucking bet. So,
yeah, listen, man, bet that
conflict
money.
Conflict of
some
interest.
Fun. What was that?
Conflict of interest.
No, it is.
Yeah,
not.
I don't think it's a conflict of interest. I mean, I think you're good, Steve. I think so. We have to, you know, have a meeting with all the fighters pre-fight. And we let them know, like, if you're a corner or connected, you know, you can't bet, obviously. But I think you're in the safe zone, Steve.
Yeah.
You're good to go. Make that $170. Yeah.
My money went into my PayPal, so I think I'm safe for now.
There you go. But yeah, that actually it's amazing to see. Like, we talk about evolution and growth. Like, you know, to see Cage Titan, something that I started 14 years ago, kind of thinking it was gonna be once and never again. And seeing it picked up like by BetMGM, and like looking at their BetMGM, you know, website, I'm like, wow, that's our name. Like, oh, cool. Like,
in the world of legal gambling these days, that just boomed in the past 5 years. That's
huge.
Incredible
to have a regional promotion.
And then to have the action of our rabid fans. I love our fans here in New England. Like the first time they carried our bets, they had to shut it down.
Yeah.
Like right at the beginning of the night, because they're like, we didn't anticipate this much action from this Cage Titans promotion. We didn't staff accordingly. Then the second show, I think we made it to like intermission before they shut it down. And now it's amazing because they're calling us being like, hey, the next Cage Titans coming up. You know, we want to make sure we get the inside track on getting these odds up. And, you know, so it's been kind of cool to see that growth there. I'm not a gambler either, Steve. I don't do scratch tickets. I don't even do Keno. Yeah. I don't do anything like that. So I didn't realize it was so popular, but man, people love it.
Exactly. Last thing, Mike, before I let you give whatever you know, social media out there. Spectation Sports going to be carrying the stream. So talk about that. How do we get in touch with them? I know I have all your stuff up here, cagetitansfc.com. You can get the stream through them. But talk about the stream, and, you know, I'll let you lead us out of here.
All right, man. I'll make it quick. You know, but yeah, Spectation Sports, you know, is our broadcast partner. They've been doing this. We've been with them for the last year. They do a tremendous job of getting our stuff up on their platform. But you just go to spectationsports.com, or you can go to cagetitansfc.com. In the top right-hand corner, you can go directly to the stream. I'll say it now. Save yourself the trouble of sending me all the fake profiles out there. Yeah. I know there's a ton of them. Whenever we have a show, the bots are out in full force trying to pretend that they're us so they can get your money on a stream. SpectationSports.com or CageTitansFC.com is the only place to watch Cage Titan 64 if you're not going to be in the building. As for profiles, by now, trust me, I'm already friends with you, or you probably already follow Cage Titans. If some new person's friend requesting you from Cage Titans, it's a given that it's fake. So don't even waste your time. You can sit block or report. I'd appreciate that.
Yes.
But, you know, it's not real. SpectationSports.com, CageTitansFC.com is the only place to watch it. And they do a great job. So yeah, man. So make sure you go right over to SpectationSports.com to watch the stream, or CageTitansFC.com. Besides that, Steve, I always appreciate your time. Fight Week festivities kick off tomorrow with the presser. I'd love to see some people out. Come on out. And as I said at the beginning of your show, that's the only way, if you don't have a ticket in your hand right now, to get into Cage Titan 64. So come down to the presser, and we're going to have like a fun little contest with the fans that show up, and we're going to do some ticket giveaways. Besides that, as always, I say it all the time, follow us across all social media platforms, you know, Cage Titans, you know, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, you know, the best way to keep in touch with us. And yeah, I appreciate all your time, guys. I appreciate all the fans that come out and support all these fighters. This is going to be a good one, and I hope to see you at the fights.
Excellent. Michael, as always, man, appreciate you. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the love and the support. I'll see you Saturday, bro. Hopefully, well, Easter is the next day, but you know,
Jesus has risen.
We'll try to cut it off by 2 a.m. or something like that.
We'll try to cut it off by 1 or 2. But right. Actually, tomorrow's the presser. Hopefully, you can call in, maybe ask some questions. Tommy, I don't know if you're available tomorrow, but call in. I can set up the video stream. Or if you want, if there's one question you could ask any of the fighters, Tommy, give me a question for one of the fighters tomorrow.
So my man Devin is one of the his amateur debut. So I just want to say, if we're gonna ask a question like you just asked me, I just want to say what's the most exciting part of this whole experience, being an amateur debut fighter?
Well, I'll be sure to ask him. Devin Menard, from Triforce. You're talking about, kicking it off against Eric Zane. They're the first fight of the night out of Dex's MMA. There's a ton of hype. Like, we talked about the pro fights, we didn't even get into the amateur fights. Menard versus Eric Zane,
that's what I'm
this
about.
This fight, I'm telling you, I heard some tremendous things about Menard, and I hear all the same things about Dexter's Eric Zane. This fight's going to be an incredible way to kick off the show.
Yes,
we talked about Erica Valentine, but Jake Caskey. And Ryan Kennedy's on this card. Xavier Cardona, who's always exciting. I know you had Boats on the card. You know, he's doing another thing to raise some money for a stroke victim friend of his. So, like, you know, even the undercard, the six amateur fights,
so good,
are going to be crazy. So, yeah, man, thank you guys as always. Mm-hmm. We'll see you this weekend at the fights.
That's right.
And I wish I could tell you to go to cagetitansfc.com to get your tickets, but they are sold out once again. So Spectation Sports is the only way to watch it if you don't have a ticket in your hand. That's it, man. That's all I got.
With that said, anyone can get it. Cage Titan 64. Michael,
can't wait.
Thank you so much, man. We're going to sign off, but I'll see you Saturday, bro.
We'll be there.
You know, we'll do our thing, man. And congratulations on another successful show coming up on the 30th, and I can't wait to see you Saturday.
Thank you guys so much, and have a great one.
Later.
Later, Mike.
Bye. Boy.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. It's going to be a party on Saturday.
That's awesome sauce.
Right, it's there. Certainly the high point of you know, the quarter fucking year. You know what I mean? These Cage Titan events, they have a great time.
And he's just adding more each year. Mm-hmm. You know, we just had the one in January. We have this one. He's mentioned May.
Yep.
And then there's another one in July.
Yep.
This card coming up on the 30th, we could see two or three of these fighters for the last time refighting regionally.
And it's competing broadcast with UFC 300.
And we also must mention Conor Matthews is fighting on Saturday night.
Yep.
He is fighting Saturday night. So that's going to be an early bout. He's probably definitely going to be on the prelim card. So
isn't Cater fighting that too?
Cater is, well, no, 300 is the next card, I think.
Not Saturday?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Are you sure? I don't think Conor Matthews. All right, look it up.
I'm going to look.
Maybe you are, but it could be a fight night.
I feel like Saturday is UFC 300.
It could be. It could be on the East Coast. I think it might be in fucking New Jersey or something, right? Am I right? I can't see any of my comments here. Anyone's like telling me to go, you know, I can't see anything. Why? Live chat, no one's talking.
I can't see what's going on. Kicked off.
Just go look for the poster. I shared it on my page.
April 13th.
I told you it wasn't. Yeah. So yeah. It's fight night. It's a fight night. So no Conor doubt. Matthews is fighting.
Yep.
I don't even watch the UFC.
I know.
Conor Matthews is fighting.
I knew Conor Matthews was fighting, but I didn't think it was 300. So it was all kind of coming together in my brain.
Yeah. You are right about Calvin Cady's fighting Sterling.
This Saturday or 300?
No, on the 300. I don't know where they are in that lineup. But this Saturday, Cage Titans can't broadcast Conor Matthews' fight, but I know everyone in the crowd is going to have that on their phone while he's fighting and whoever's fighting in the Cage Titans cage.
Maybe they'll give an update or something.
They will definitely announce it. If he, you know, when he wins, you'll hear a roar in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Like, if nothing, action's coming, you'll hear, wow!
Yeah, we're going to have to watch that while we're sitting in our press box.
Near the media table over there with the guys. They'll be screaming things. But, Tommy, anything you want to leave off before we sign off? Great show.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
It was put together, like, on the fly.
We knew, but we were. It's also, anything goes with it live. I'm really looking forward to being there on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing everyone. Everyone come out and say what's up. Come to our table. We'll be there. We're going to be watching. We're going to be rooting for our people.
Tommy, we're going to have to get some shirts made at some point.
For the room?
Yeah, like back to back.
I was thinking that the other day. You know what I mean? Some stickers.
Figure it out. We'll get some ideas.
I think if we both had the Room podcast shirts, a little quarter sleeve baseball jerseys, people would be into it. Yeah.
Like that. 57 years old.
Back at it. Back at it.
All right. With that said, Tommy, love you as always.
Love you too, brother. Can't wait for Saturday.
See you next Wednesday on our recap show. Cage Titan 64.
We will.